coming back here into the Radio Hut. Sunshine, 32 degrees, what we got going. I call this our Wednesday tradition. Every Wednesday, head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge, talk with our good friends over there. Got Becky on the phone with me this morning. Becky, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, October, a busy month. It's National Physical Therapy Month in October. It's also National Breast Cancer Month, too. And the two of them kind of work together with you over at OSPTI. Tell us about this, Becky.
Yeah, so, you know, many women that experience having to go through treatments for breast cancer, whether it be radiation, mastectomy, even like lymph node dissection or removal, sometimes one of the things that will happen, which I always say it just kind of adds insult to injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're removing lymph nodes or maybe damage is occurring to lymph nodes, one of the things that can happen is sometimes women will develop a swelling either in their chest or arm, which is called lymphedema, which is a chronic form of swelling that is caused by damage to the lymph nodes or the lymph vessels, which normally function to kind of remove excess fluid.
Okay.
I usually tell people that the fluid itself is normal. Our bodies kind of produce extra fluid as our muscles are working, that type of thing. But normally our lymph system can kind of pick that up and get rid of it. But if there's damage to that, sometimes that swelling can build up in a limb with that. So that's kind of where physical therapy can come in. There are physical therapists and occupational therapists that will treat lymphedema. Here at OSPTI, I myself am certified in lymphedema management, and I'm a physical therapist. But the system that we use is referred to as complete decongestive therapy. So the big things with that kind of involve, you know, the biggest thing is probably finding some sort of compression that we can use, whether it's sometimes we'll have to do some wraps, whether it's like garments. Some women will wear a vest, sometimes a, like an arm sleeve to kind of help control and manage that swelling. So we kind of find solutions for that. That's probably the biggest piece of things is finding what's going to work and what can you use and that type of thing. The other thing that we do is what's called manual lymph drainage, and it is a form of very specialized light massage that is really designed to stimulate that lymphatic system, get it moving better, that can help kind of help that system to kind of flush some of that fluid, flush some of that swelling out of there. So we do it here, and then also help people to kind of learn to do it themselves at home. And then the final two pieces are just some light exercises as we're getting that mobility, you know, sometimes through the shoulder, and that can be get to be very limited after those types of treatments that women have had.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of guiding you through that, and then just kind of taking care of the skin in the area so that we prevent infections and that which can cause, you know, we want to prevent anything that can cause extra swelling in the, you know, extra swelling in the area. So it's the big pieces are to just that education of how our goal, well, really at OSPTI, really our goal with everything is showing you ways that you can manage things on your own. We want to see you, but also we want to get you to the point where you can manage, you know, kind of manage things on your own and you don't have to come and see us. That's really the ultimate goal of everything, you know, of everything
right.
that we do
right.
is that we can give you the tools to do that. Because I always tell people, too, that it's always better if you can take care of it at home versus, you know, coming to see me. So
right.
I want you to, you know, we want you to come. We want you to get in here. We want you to get you better, get you back to doing the things that you love to do and learn how to manage that yourself, too.
Becky, I got two questions as far as lymphedema. Number one, do you see a lot of cases coming in? And number two, is it typically a lengthy therapy for this?
It really depends on just kind of the amount of swelling the patient is having, because it's not just arms. It's not just after breast cancer. We
right.
see people with lymphedema in their legs. For some people, it's just kind of almost a genetic condition. For some people, it happens after cancer and surgery and that type of thing. It can be arms. It can be legs. We do, you know, I kind of see it in, you know, kind of see it in spurts.
Sure.
With that. So,
right.
yeah.
So if people have questions about this and they want more information, Becky, what is your phone number at OSPTI?
Yeah, so our phone number here is 218-641-7725. And then, of course, you can always follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages as well, because we put out a lot of good information. We'll have a little bit more information on our Facebook page later today, too, just on this talk.
Fantastic. Becky, great to talk with you, as always. Have a good rest of the week. Okay, we'll talk next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That is Becky. We're talking lymphedema today. Again, give them a call if you have any questions or you would like some more information. We talk with the folks at OSPTI every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Farmers will likely face higher prices for inputs in 2026 as a result of tariffs on international trade, but the impact is not one size fits all. John Uppel, Vice President of Category Management with the Farmers Business Network, says some products will see greater price hikes than others.
Products like S-metolachlor, clethidim, dicamba, those will be subject to the maximum amount of tariffs. There's no exemptions or anything like that. And also products like 2,4-D is not only subject to significant tariffs in China and India, but also anti-dumping and countervailing duties from a Corteva lawsuit last year. And so this significantly impacts the price of 2,4-D. And we've seen that play out throughout 2025, that the cost of that product has significantly increased in the market.